You're listening to Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty.
Hey guys, this is me, Arnob, and you're listening to the podcast is Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty. I'm talking about Ring of Honor, Supercard of Honor, Pay-Per-View 2023, the recap of the Wrestling Radio verse. So I would do explain about it, some matches about it. Jeff Cobb versus Trey Williams. Tracy Williams. I've been talking about Jeff Cobb. Jeff Cobb is a New Japan star. And he's the greatest star ever in the New Japan. He's a tag team champion in the IWGP. And if I talk about Tracy Williams, I will definitely say that Tracy Williams is a dangerous wrestler in the sports entertainment, I think. But I believe that Jeff Cobb and Tracy Williams are a great star ever. Greatest star ever. I still believe about that. Because when I'm talking about the Ring of Honor wrestling matches, it was running wild because due to the purchase of AEW bought Ring of Honor. I would definitely say about that this pay-per-view was totally awesome. You can't deny about that. So finally Jeff Cobb completely defeated Tracy Williams. And the next match is Konosuke Takeshita versus Willie Mack. If I talk about Takeshita, Willie Mack obviously is an impact champion, also your impact wrestler, and in Takeshita was also a New Japan. But I think the strength and fitness, obviously Takeshita wins because each and every Japanese stars have more and more energetic to be a champion. So I personally saw about that. I'm not disrespecting other wrestlers, doesn't have any energies, but obviously other wrestlers have so much energies to still compete, to still fight, like Kenny Omega, Will Ospreay, Jeff White, and many more. But I think Japanese wrestlers also have their own brains, their own strength, their own fitness, their own everything, that I personally believe that. So I think Takeshita is very great star. That's why he defeated Willie Mack. And the next part is Willow Nightingale versus Miranda Allies. Okay, Miranda Allies. This is a part of the greatest things ever. Yes. Because why I'm talking about that? Because sometimes this company, Ring of Honor, also supporting the greatest star ever. They're supporting Claudio Castagnoli, Tyler Bate, Tyler Black, Kevin Steen, even I would just say Bryan Danielson, Samoa Joe, CM Punk, the Briscoes, the Originals, the Ring of Honor Originals, the Briscoes, Mark Briscoe, Jay Briscoe, there was something greatest Ring of Honor Original, Tag Team Originals. Obviously, the Hardy Boys are also here. The Dudley is also here. Even I believe that the Ring of Honor was also a good story. Raven was also in here. So, what are you talking about? That Willow Nightingale? But Miranda Alice was also a good star. But I think Willow Nightingale, a female superstar, a diva, was a great player. Okay, so the next thing is Stu Grayson versus Slim J. Okay, if I talking about Stu Grayson, Stu Grayson is an AEW wrestling from AEW, from, because I think he is from Dark Order, and he has a great potential to defeat other wrestlers, and I still believe that yes, Stu Grayson was also a deserving player, deserving wrestler, and finally defeated Slim J, because there are some wrestlers, and even Evil Uno was also here with his partner, a former partner for supporting, and other partner is Arya Davari, and Smart Mark Sterling was also here, and both matches also here in Arya Davari. But also partner both has it. But the main problem is that if you didn't play the match in wisely, then I will definitely say that you will definitely lose that match. Even both are from AEW. The next is El Hijo del Vikingo versus Commander. Okay, El Hijo del Vikingo. He is a professional wrestler from AAA Lucha Libre. He is a Mexican star. He is the greatest star ever. And I saw his matches. El Hijo del Vikingo. Yes, why I'm talking about that? Because his athleticism, his cruiserweight tactics, his cruiserweight styles, it was really impressed me. It's a singles match for the AAA Mega Championship. But I still believe that, I properly still believe that El Hijo del Vikingo was the greatest star ever. Was the greatest thing ever. And it was like that. It was the greatest superstars to be a part. And even Tony Khan has brought El Hijo del Vikingo for a chance for a matches. I know that he lost that match to Chris Jericho, I think. But athleticism has obviously nailed it. Absolutely nailed it. His athleticism, his high-flying actions, his activities that he faced with this legendary superstar. That's why he still deserves to be a greater star ever in the Cruiserweight Classics. If WWE signs this contract, then I will definitely say that El Hijo del Vikingo is the greatest star ever. Ever in this greatest star ever in this wrestling universe. If you think that WWE is the one, no. The wrestling universe has so many companies. AEW, Ring of Honor, AAA, NJPW, just say NWA. I would definitely say that this was the greatest star ever. El Hijo del Vikingo. The next match is six-man tag team match for Ring of Honor World Six-Man Tag Team Championship. Okay, the Embassy versus Air, Fox, Beck, Christian, and Metalik. Okay. It's not a Christian cage. Okay, it's a Blake Christian. I was confused about who is Christian about it. I think it's this Christian cage. No, it's Blake Christian. Okay, I understand about it. The Embassy, if I'm talking about that. He is the greatest star ever. Brian Cage, Sawyer, Khan, Tual, Leona. Both athleticism was also here. And even Brian Cage, if I'm talking about it. I saw his Brian Cage matches. And obviously, Brian Cage was a great, deserving heavyweight champion ever. And he's a FTW champion. Taz represents Brian Cage. And even if I'm talking about Metalik, do you know that Grand Metalik is a WWE Cruiserweight star ever? He's a former WWE Cruiserweight Championship ever. He's a former tournament player of the WWE Cruiserweight Classics. So I personally believe that WWE Cruiserweight Classics, WWE Cruiserweight Champion, as a wrestler, Grand Metalik, is the greatest luchador star ever. He's the greatest luchador star ever. Because I respect of the luchador as this. I had respect with the greatest luchador ever. So I still believe that Grand Metalik is the greatest star ever. And even if I'm talking about the Brian Cage's matches, he's a top star of the heavyweight classics. Heavyweight champion. So he deserves to be. Sometimes he still deserves to be ever. And the next match is Athena versus Yuka Sakazaki. we're talking about Athena, she is Amber Moon from WWE. Athena is the greatest star ever. And why I'm talking about this Athena? Because I still believe that Athena is the greatest star ever for the Ring of Honor Women's World Championship. She is a dangerous star ever, Amber Moon. Or I could just say Athena. Yuka Sakazaki, if we're talking about that. She's the greatest. She's the greatest star ever. Why I'm talking about the greatest star? Because I still believe that there has a line of importance. You need to give it all that. There's a line of athleticism. You need to show about the confidence about those professional wrestlers in professionality. And many more, I believe, wore that. So I think Athena is the greatest star ever. Samoa Joe versus Mark Briscoe. If I'm talking about the Mark Briscoe and Samoa Joe is... I saw Samoa Joe matches from 2004 to 2005 to 2006 in TNA Wrestling, in Impact Wrestling, and Ring of Honor in WWE. And Samoa Joe is the greatest star ever. He is a United States champion also here. NXT champion also here. TNA World Heavyweight Champion also here. TNA X Division Champion also here. If I'm talking about the Ring of Honor, he is also Ring of Honor World Champion. But I have never seen that Samoa Joe is in the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. But he still deserves. And I think Samoa Joe will be the future AEW World Champion ever. So I think this will be the greatest thing ever. Because he has a greatest athleticism about the Samoa Joe. So I still believe that Samoa Joe was a greatest star ever. He can be a fatty ass, but I still believe that the fatty ass doesn't believe. The athleticism, the running machine, the lock, the deadlock was really matters. The muscle blaster machine is happens, but I still believe that Samoa Joe was a dangerous star ever. He's the greatest star ever. I see so many matches. Samoa Joe's rivalries against Kurt Angle, against Sting, against Kevin Nash, against Christian Cage, against so many stars like Brock Lesnar also. I know that he lost to Brock Lesnar, but he has faced a man like a tiger. A Samoan wrestler. I believe that he has so many guts to face everything I believe about that Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe, if we're talking about that, Samoa Joe is the greatest professional wrestling in sports entertainment. Samoa Joe, and if we're talking about that, he has faced so many stars in WWE like Seth Rollins, Neville, and many more. Roman Reigns also he has faced. But I think Samoa Joe is the greatest star ever. And if we're talking about Mark Briscoe, is the tag team partner of the Jay Briscoe. I know that Jay Briscoe is no more, but I still believe that Mark Briscoe is the greatest driver. Yeah, and he has faced the Ring of Honor World Television Championship. ROH Television Championship, if we're talking about that. WWF has also, I think it was a television champion, I think. But I still believe that the television championship, it would be the greatest thing ever. So, the face of the company, the face of those things, look like a pretty amazing. Because if you see those importance, the importance, the matches, everything, it would face like a great choices. Because the great choice, it would look like a dashing matches. But I still believe that Samoa Joe and Mark Briscoe has the greatest things ever. If you watch those matches, if you watch those important things, then I will definitely say that it would be the greatest thing ever. People would say that, what you are watching this shit? But I would definitely say, I'm not watching this shit. It's very important to me. Each and every part I'm watching, what you learn about that, what you experience about that, what you know about that. But the most important thing is this, everything what does not shit, but you're thinking. Okay, but the thinking about is a shit. So I think Mark Briscoe has the greatest thing ever. He doesn't care about what he faced. He has a fear or not. He's really a danger man or not. But I think he still believes that he has his own path to become a world television champion, to become a world champion. So I think Mark Briscoe is greatest. So Mark Briscoe has done his whole career to the tag team division, to bring that most decorated tag team division ever. But I think that Mark Briscoe is the greatest star ever. So I believe that Mark Briscoe is a dangerous star ever. So even Mark Briscoe has tried his best, but I think Samoa Joe has faced a very dangerous way. So I think Samoa Joe finally deserves it. So it's the greatest thing ever. The next is Hiroshi Tanahashi versus Daniel Garcia. If I talk about Daniel Garcia, I will definitely say that Daniel Garcia was also a AEW wrestler. But a singles match, if I talking about that, Hiroshi Tanahashi. But also, as a wrestler, Tanahashi was the greatest wrestler in New Japan history. Because this New Japan history is the greatest ever. He's a former Impact wrestler, as an alumni. And even so many stars, so many New Japan stars have been in the WWE, like Shinsuke Nakamura, so many stars in the Impact Wrestling, like Hiroshi Tanahashi, Tatsuya Naito. Tatsuya Naito also, so yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but I think, yeah. And even Sanada was also here. The Rainmaker was also here. The Rainmaker. The Rainmaker, Kazuchika Okada. Kazuchika Okada was also in the TNA Impact, TNA Wrestling. Was also former. But I still believe that Tanahashi is a division. He has a athleticism to defeat the Daniel Garcia. It's because he's a New Japan origin. Because I believe that. And the next is the Lucha Brothers defeated Top Fight. And La Fasio. Because I think the Reach for the Sky ladder match for the vacant ROH World Tag Team Championship. Okay. I think the ladder match has put it in the top of the buckle. And it's put at the Ring of Honor Tag Team Championship. The Lucha Brothers, Penta El-Zero and Rey Fénix. Those stars have fought so many matches in the Impact Wrestling, in the AEW, and in the Triple A Lucha Libre also here. And in this independent circuit, I will definitely say about that. It was the greatest thing ever, greatest thing ever. And why I'm talking about those things, because I personally believe that Lucha Brothers was the greatest star ever, because he has faced so many matches to defeat FTR, to defeat the Young Bucks, because Young Bucks was also the greatest star ever, I believe about it, the Lucha Brothers. So I believe that as an AAA Lucha Libre star ever, Penta El-Zero and Rey Fénix was the greatest star ever, I believe. The next is Katsuyori Shibata versus Wheeler Yuta. It's a pure wrestling rules match for the Ring of Honor Pure Champion. If we're talking more that ROH Pure Champion, so Ring of Honor Pure Championship is the greatest thing ever. Pure rules match, pure wrestling rules, and everything we have saw about those matches, and it's as an official rules. It would be these matches as the rules and regulations that were that you can't use the ropes to escape pins or submissions, and there's some illegal things like closed fists and the first offense. So I've seen the warning, And second offense as results in disqualification, the way wrestling wrestlers might shake hands before and after the match. Okay, so there's some proper magnificent matches like that. If you need to respect about that. Okay, Shibata is also a New Japan wrestler, and Willa Yuta is Ring of Honor, but it's a great start ever, I believe about it. But the pure wrestling rules match, Willa Yuta should supposed to defeat Shibata, but I think he faced the wrong person, Shibata. So that's why Shibata is the greatest star ever, and he defeated Willa Yuta. So Willa Yuta's athleticism, it was really impressed me as a lightweight championship, I believe about it. The next is Claudio Castagnoli versus Eddie Kingston. It's a singles match for Ring of Honor World Champion. If I'm talking about that, Eddie Kingston was the greatest ever. I was thinking that Eddie Kingston has greatest mic skills, but I never expected that Eddie Kingston will be a Ring of Honor champion. He had so many guts. He had faced so many wrestlers like Castagnoli also, yeah. He faced so many wrestlers like Eddie Kingston. And Eddie Kingston have faced so many wrestlers like John Moxley also, yeah. And even I believe that Eddie Kingston, he has fight a match on the Impact Wrestling, but I think that he had the greatest things ever. He had the greatest wrestler ever. Corey Castagnoli had the greatest things he had done as WWE wrestler, as a Cesaro. You can just say he's an Antonio Cesaro. But I think Claudio Castagnoli has a greatest star ever in the Ring of Honor matches, in the AEW matches. But I still personally believe that the Ring of Honor would be the most important things as a history of the Claudio Castagnoli. His security guard from the WWE superstars. It's a great thing, Seva. So I think Castagnoli was a dissolving star. So I believe that Claudio Castagnoli as a singles match for the Ring of Honor Championship using that round and round rows by pulling the both legs, by pulling both the legs and tightening, holding, thinking about that. What do you believe what those people think? Okay, but the most important thing, I still believe about it. Okay, so that's it. I believe that the Ring of Honor champion Claudio Castagnoli has dangerous today. I saw that if I'm talking about Titan, Braun Strowman, he has debuted one time, the Titan, in the Ring of Honor, final battle. And after that, why he never came? Why he never debuted again? I think due to his popularity being less, he's not using his good times. That's why? I don't know. It would be disappointing, but I still believe that. Braun Strowman was the greatest driver. He has defeated the most dangerous player almost, but I think Braun Strowman, American also here, and he's defeated so many times. But he's a dangerous star. He has defeated Goldberg also here. But he has never defeated. But I think, believe that he has never defeated. He has never defeated Roman Reigns. He has never defeated. He has never defeated Brock Lesnar also. Yeah. So I believe that it will be Braun Strowman's Titans' first and last match in Ring of Honor. So sometimes in wrestling business, I can say about that some money matters, some contract matters, and even after that everything matters, I believe about that. He will come back or not. It was like a major problem was there. It was in the Ring of Honor. The Tony Khan business, but I think it would be the most important thing ever. So that's the today's episode finished. So we will see you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you so much. Wrestling Radio by Anup Chakravarti. Bye.